Charles, let's talk about some of the new weaponry that is out there and some of the things that I had never heard of before. For example, smart dust, which I guess helped to find Mr. Zakawi. What is smart dust exactly?
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with RFIDs, which can be placed in such nice things as consumer goods if you try to go into your local Wally World.
Well, exactly. In fact, I think the example that most of us would be familiar with, although perhaps not aware, is the so-called club card at the grocery store.
Right. You can also find RFIDs actually embedded in merchandise. Most of the pharmaceuticals, for example, will actually have an RFID actually embedded inside the plastic bottle. You'll also find RFIDs, classically, most people actually run into them in DVDs and CDs, or that little plastic tab that's on the inside. And they obviously are there for security purposes to track the specific merchandise to make sure that it has been sold and when you walk out the door. And in many cases, if it has not been disabled, so to speak, in essence, it's been told that this item is now sold, it will set off alarms and you'll be greeting security people, or the door greeter will be looking at you. But, you know, it depends on how good the security is again. RFIDs also can come in many different forms. We've seen in the past grain-sized tracking devices that you can inject into your pets. Recently, the development, especially of very near nanotechnology, has allowed us to miniaturize the RFIDs down into a level to actually make it appear as if it is a piece of dirt. It's probably no larger than, say, a hair in width, not very long, maybe a little bit longer than a grain of rice. And by allowing it to be miniaturized in this format, it can be interrogated again, obviously, in the same fashion that a shoplifter might have a problem walking out with a DVD that's got an RFID in it. If you can get some of that smart dust, in this case, RFIDs that look like dirt, onto your intended target, you can stand off at a considerable distance with the right equipment and interrogate the RFIDs. They will squeak back. If you pick them up carefully, you can actually triangulate in on it, follow it, track it to the point where you can literally drop a piece of iron on whoever happens to have this smart dust either sprinkled on them or picked up on their shoes.
How was the smart dust administered or attached in the case of El-Zakawi?
The actual methodology here has not really been released, but the boys that I've talked to have speculated that essentially an informant inside his own group sprinkled a little bit in either his path or on his clothing. It may have been in the process of engaging a greeting. And at that point, we were actually able to physically interrogate and track him as he left a safe house and moved about. Once we were able to determine that he went back into a safe house, into a specific location, we moved the team in. Obviously, the informant was no longer present, and we observed that he was on location, confirming that it was indeed Zakawi and his security guys hanging out at a new house. And they said, hey, the heck with what's going in there to storm him. He'll want to martyr himself. We'll just give him a better opportunity. Two 1,000-pound laser-guided bombs will be just fine.
Now, would it not be feasible to have a diplomatic summit meeting and serve food to the representatives of other governments that have RFIDs in them and be able to track their movements in a similar fashion afterwards?
Absolutely.
Or would it stay in the system long enough, or would it pass through in the next cycle, so to speak?
It would pass through the next cycle, but it would be just as easy to sprinkle some on their chairs if you have arranged seating. And when they stand up, it'll be on their jackets, on their coats, so you can get it on their shoes and have them track it out. You may want to do it individually, so you'll know where Diplomat A is going and have a different RFID for Diplomat B and so on. So you might actually be able to tailor this down to a much lower level. And again, you have to be very careful about receiving gifts, as well as just accidental touching, or in this case, as I pointed out, you sprinkle someone in his chair, he sits down on it, stands up for the next 6 hours while he's wearing those clothes, you know where he's going.
Now, what is the biggest threat to the average person from RFIDs when it comes to privacy invasion and so forth?
The biggest threat, I think, is the use of RFID information that can be essentially subpoenaed from law enforcement. We've seen similar RFID technology being used, for example, in smart toll roads. The smart roads that were installed here in Virginia, the law enforcement officials repeatedly stated that they would not use the RFIDs installed in these smart tolls for either law enforcement purposes, say, tracking you from one toll booth to another, and therefore knowing that you're speeding and sending you a ticket. Well, the biggest problem there was that once this information became available, the civilian legal community, in particular for divorce cases or other similar cases, began subpoenaing and using that tracking technology. We know where you were going. We know who you were talking to. We know you passed along this route, and we actually have the times and date stamps to prove it. And they were, again, able to go in and actually subpoena those records if the records are being accumulated and used. And we have that other problem, which is the data mining issue. The government doing data mining is actually minuscule in comparison to major corporations doing data mining. And smart RFID technology allows them to go much further than they have ever gone before. If they embed these kinds of smart threads, or in this case smart dirt, in things like your money, your credit cards, consumer items that you purchase, they can interrogate you when you come in the store, so they know how much cash you've got in your pocket, they know how much credit that you have,
and how much of it is still available on your card,
exactly.
Etc.
Even before
right?
you've bought anything, they can actually tailor advertisements or...
And what you're likely to purchase as well.
Exactly, as well as what you purchased before. Like, an example is if you embed it inside a pair of shoes, and you set it up so as the shoe wears, it emanates a separate signal each time that it is worn down further and further. You may actually have the point where it informs the shoe department that they have a prospect walking through the door right now because he needs a new pair of shoes.